have him put the headset on. Who would be your unsung hero in tonight's game?
Oh, man. Well, obviously Butter would be up there, like the people are saying. Thought Kaz and Matthews did a good job again tonight as well.
Yep. Well.
Still not there?
Nope, still not there. I went with the captain.
Yeah.
Tyler Parr. Two assists, came close to getting a shorthanded goal out of sheer hustle, which I love. And I just thought he was brilliant again tonight. The goals aren't there yet. They're coming. There's no two ways about that. They're coming. But he's piling up assists right now. I think he's up to 11 or 12 already. So Tyler Parr, the Blades' unsung hero from tonight's game. And again, it's brought to you by Broadway and Lakeview Pharmacies, your local Pharma Choice team that are ready to help you live a winning life. Hey, head coach Dan Da Silva is here.
Thank you.
They gave you all you could handle, even though you had outshot them tonight 35-15 and seemed to spend most of the periods in their end of the ice. They really didn't have to use the Zamboni, it seemed, in your end for most of the night, but they gave you all you could handle, too.
Yeah, that was the game plan. We wanted to spend as much time in their end as possible. We wanted to wear them down over the course of 60 minutes. I thought their goaltender did an amazing job tonight. He played outstanding for them, gave them a chance to win, and what else do you want out of your goalie? So, you know, I thought our guys did a really good job just sticking with it.
Right? Yeah.
Like, a lot of teams might try and do too much. They might, you know, start to cheat the game a little bit, but I was really proud of the way the guys just stuck to it, believed that it was going to come, and it did. And in the source of Tyrone Sobry, of all people. But
yeah, well,
very happy for him because first is a Blade.
Now, as I said, though, just before you came up, I said he seemed to be up ice a lot tonight, and he seems to be more comfortable doing that from the back end, even though he's not expected to do that, which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, he's fairly underrated in terms of his offensive ability. Like, you don't notice in terms of, like, flash. But when he needs to use his hands or some deception to make a play, he can definitely do that. And so, you know, part of the way we want to play is have our, you know, defensemen join the rush, not lead the rush, but join the rush, be a part of the rush. And, yeah, he picks his spots. He's very, very smart about picking his spots and has good timing and makes good decisions. So it's all good. He's been a great add for us.
Another opening goal to a game, this one really early. How nice is it to be able to jump out to a lead and play confidently to start?
Yeah, that's what, I mean, that was another key point of the game for us in the locker room, was getting out to a good start. Getting the first goal, getting the crowd behind us, and feeling that energy in the building, which, you know, that's what was important to us. So a big power play goal there to get us going. And, I like their energy. I like the compete from the guys for the full 60 minutes.
Jackson?
Even with 35 shots on goal tonight, did you at all think that there may have been times where guys were maybe looking for the extra pass instead of getting the puck towards the net?
Yeah, I thought so. There's some, I mean, we have a lot of pass first guys on our team. A lot of guys who want to share the puck. I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all. I just encourage them to be a little more selfish at times. You know, I always use the example of, you know, let's say Jackson, you pass me the puck and I try and pass it to Les. All right, and now Les misses. If I would have taken the shot and got you the assist and scored the goal, would you have been upset? You know, would Les have been upset? Absolutely not. He's a team guy.
That's right.
He would have been very happy to get a plus and have the team have success. So at times I would like to see some of our forwards be a little more selfish, and that's something we're working on.
What did you make of Riley's game tonight?
Yeah, Butter was good. It's never easy. He was, came in last night late with all the illnesses we had this week to three goaltenders. And some forwards as well. It's been, you know, a bit of a funky week that way. But I thought that Riley did a great job. It's his first WHL start, first career win. Very happy for him. It's been a long time coming, and he really, really deserves it. So I thought he was solid in there, made saves when he needed to. I'm happy for him.
So what you're saying is Blaine White and Casey Marcinkiew are the MVPs this week?
Yeah, I mean, Sastel Cellular has been the MVP too. My phone's been going off like crazy all week with guys injured or sick and then healthy and in and out. And so it's been scrambling. We didn't even know the lineup until this afternoon. So chaotic week, but again, just proud of the guys. Some of them aren't feeling very good, and they gave a good effort.
What did you think of the jerseys?
Yeah, jerseys were cool. I didn't get to see the capes and warm-ups, but
they were fun.
Yeah, I'm sure the kids liked it. I don't know if Dusty ended up wearing one. It would have been too long for him and tripping on it in the back. But, very cool. Obviously, it's for a great cause, so we're willing to do whatever we can to support that cause.
Congratulations on the win. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Dan Da Silva, the Saskatoon Blades, joining us here on our live interview segment on the post-game show. We'll take a timeout, come back. We're still